But today we have the account from St. Luke chapter 24, right after the Lord had appeared to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, Cleopas and another disciple that is unnamed. And it says that after they had recognized the Lord in the breaking of the bread, they immediately rushed back to Jerusalem to be with the other apostles and to tell them that they had seen the risen Christ. And it says, while they were doing this, they were gathered with the other 11 disciples. And it says, Jesus himself appeared in their midst. And notice what he does to show them that he's truly risen from the dead. First, he appears to them. Then he speaks with them and even asks them questions. And then he shows them his hands and his feet. And then he even allows them to touch his hands and his feet to prove that he is not a ghost or a mirage or an image, but he truly is in a resurrected, glorified body, which is a real body. It has, as it says here, real flesh and real bones, and yet it is resurrected, it's glorified, and this will be how our bodies will be at the general resurrection. Our bodies will be true bodies, but they'll be glorified and perfect in every way. So notice, he speaks with them, he convinces them by showing his hands and his feet, allowing them to reach out and touch him, and then he even says, give me something to eat, and that will prove to you that I am not a ghost or a mirage, but I am truly living. So of course they gave him a piece of baked fish that might help you win one day a Catholic Trivial Pursuit game, if you remember the first thing Jesus ate after he was raised from the dead. But it's also encouraging because in heaven, after we get our glorified bodies, imagine the wonderful food of heaven, right? Imagine we will be able to eat and drink in the kingdom of God once we have a resurrected, glorified body after the general judgment, after the second coming of Christ. And then he says, everything written about me in the law of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, and the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the Psalms of King David, must be fulfilled. So Jesus fulfilled all of the Old Testament prophecies about him. I believe it's over 600 references that Jesus fulfilled in his life that were predicted in the Old Testament. Then he says, he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. This is very important because many of these men would write Gospels, like Matthew and John would write Gospels, and others would write letters. And it was because Jesus revealed to them all about how he fulfilled the Old Testament that they were able to incorporate this into their writings of the Gospels and the early letters. And what do you think Jesus revealed to them of how he fulfilled the Old Testament? Well, if you want to read a good Christian apologetics book about this, the book came out a few years ago called The Emmaus Code by David Limbaugh, who also wrote an excellent apologetic book called Jesus on Trial. He's an attorney and he goes through Christian apologetics and he shows how Christ is truly who he said he was, the Son of God. But in the book, The Emmaus Code, he takes that passage from the journey to Emmaus, how Jesus explained all the Scriptures that he fulfilled to the disciples, and he goes through the Old Testament in his book, and he shows all the things that the Lord would have talked about, of how he was the new Adam, to come to make up for what the first Adam did, how Jesus was the new Moses, the new lawgiver, how he fulfilled Isaiah the prophet, who said that Jesus, the Messiah, would be a suffering servant, like a lamb led to the slaughter, how Jesus fulfilled the Psalms, of how they would cast dice for his garments at his crucifixion, how they would pierce his side, how Jesus was the one that would not undergo corruption, that Jesus was the image of Isaac carrying the own wood of his sacrifice up to Calvary, and how God the Father would allow his Son to be slain for the salvation of the world. how Jesus was the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, how the blood of the Lamb washes us from our sins. See, all these things are fulfilled in Christ, how He is the David to defeat the Goliath of sin. All these things are hidden in the Old Testament and revealed in the New Testament. So as they say, the Old Testament is foreshadows Christ, the New Testament reveals Christ and how Christ fulfilled the Old Testament. So all these things would be contained in what the Lord revealed to the disciples that day when it says He opened their minds to understand all the Scriptures.